Roll up, roll up, come on, gather round, Rob's Mini Markets, Rob for market, oi, oi, who wants some food? I've got 2 for a pound, I've got 12 for a dozen, and I've got 4, he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, all right. I'm at Rob's Mini Market, and there's lots of stuff for you to get. Welcome, one and all.
Can't spell market.
Oh, yeah, look, boys and girls, it's really me. I'm in disguise. It's Q, you know, super spy and all that. But I'm listening to one of my super spies that I've got. The microphone, the Vickers. Sort me out, here we go, let's try with the microphone. Anyway, my name's Q, and I support Bond, Johnny English, and anybody else who wants top tips and extra activities and special things for their super spyness. Well, I was blending in with the background. I've been at Run for Market. I have. I've been there selling things. But you know what? I've been watching out and listening to all that's been going on. What's been strange is this. Is that actually people have been blending in so well, I can't even spot who's a spy and a normal person. No? You see, you're all spies, that's what it is. You look so good, you're so natural. Well, I think all my training, you've been blending into the background far better than I ever have. But let me give you some top tips. Here you go. I wear one of these and a penny. And that keeps me going. There you go. I'll mix and mingle into the local bakery. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. No, not a costume for you. All right. Maybe there's something else I've got for you. Here you go. Here's one for the vicar. Here he goes. Blending in with the daisies. Look. Marks, my name's Spy Costumes. I'm a game. But anyway, do you know what? We've been listening about this Jesus man. Oh, hang on a second. It's dangerous to talk to you lot without actually people listening in and finding out what's going on. So, we keep an eye on what's going on. I'll go back to Mark's Mini Market. You see, what was happening is this. Jesus was going around teaching people. He was telling them a whole heap of stuff, challenging stuff. He was saying to them, watch out when you've got loads of stuff. He said, when you've got loads of stuff, stop hoarding it. Don't build up for yourself treasures on earth. Think about treasures in heaven. And you see, the problem when you don't have stuff, the opposite, is when you don't have enough stuff, what do you start doing? Worrying. What did he say? Don't worry. Look at the birds of the air. They don't need to worry. So watch out for the two extremes. Watch out for having too much stuff and hoarding it. Watch out for having too little and then not actually worrying about the things that are of God. Seek first the kingdom of heaven. That's what he said. But what about the other extreme? Do you remember the other week? We learned about judging. The difficulty of judging people. Don't judge or you will be judged. Jesus talked about a massive plank in someone's eye. He says, take out the plank in your own eye before you start dealing with the speck in someone else's. Well, the other extreme is this. He's handing out pearls to swine. You know, giving people stuff. So one is judging people and one is, well, not judging properly. Not being discerning. Not being, well, being naive. So Jesus was going through teaching people to watch out with what actually they say and what they do. But here we have Jesus now talking to people about things that actually we need to think about. When we're worried about what to do, we don't know whether to choose left or right. We don't know what to do. We've had a whole sermon full of information and we're struggling. He says this, ask, seek, and knock. Ask, seek, and knock. It's quite simple. Ask, seek, and knock. Ask, and it'll be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. You see, it sounds simple, but think about this. Imagine a child comes up to Mark's Mini Market. You'd like some bread, young man, one of these nice, tasty, here you go. All right, close your eyes, look over there, here you go, just what you need. Have a lick on that. Have a good chew. You see, Jesus was saying, that's just daft, isn't it? Who would give someone who asked for bread, a child asking for bread, would you give him a stone? That's just silly. Try again. Another child came up, or the same child, shortly afterwards. I only prepped the one. Another child came up and asked for...
Fish.
You can have some fish. No, you can't. I'll tell you what you'll have. I'll give you one of these. I'll give you a snake. Now, you and I know that just would be daft. How many of you parents, when your children have asked for something good, have turned around and given them something harmful? No one. It's illogical. My children might have asked for crisps, and I might have given them fruit. But on the whole, what happens is this, is that when they ask for something good, I'll give them something good. Well, think about your Father in heaven. Thank you very much, young man. Think about your Father in heaven. If you and I, well, we're evil, to be honest with you. The Bible tells us that we're sinful, we're selfish. Everything in us is not perfect. We've seen that in the rest of the sermon. So if we know what to do, what's right, then how much more is our Heavenly Father going to give us what is good and what is right? So what should we do? We need to ask, we need to seek, and we need to knock. But you know what? What happens is this. We all grow up and we don't bother asking anymore. We don't start seeking anymore. We don't knock anymore. Why? Well, I don't know, to be honest with you. Well, we don't start asking because maybe I won't get what I want. Maybe what I want is not what God wants. Maybe I don't ask because, to be honest with you, I don't need God. I'm doing all right, thank you very much. My mini market's doing ever so well. I don't need God. Maybe we don't ask because actually we don't think he's big enough. And maybe he's not loving enough. Maybe he's not kind enough. We don't trust that actually he'll give us something good rather than giving us something bad. Well, the problem with all of those things is that they're all wrong. Imagine being a child and having a father or mother. Well, of course, you don't go, well, I'm now 14, I'm not going to ask you for anything. But that'd be nice. The truth is this, is when you get older, just imagine someone, 47 years of age, just the other day, he still asks his mum and dad for help, for wisdom, for their counsel, for their insight, for their suggestions, and occasionally a help out. We do it at whatever age, because you never stop being someone's child. In the same way, don't ever stop asking, seeking, and knocking with our Heavenly Father. Why? Because he's always going to be our Father. And it's an unhealthy relationship if we don't ask him, we don't seek him, and we don't knock. So, what does it tell us? Well, to be honest with you, what a great summary. It reminds us that actually we need to ask. Ask God. Don't be proud. Don't ignore him. Don't forget that he is our loving Heavenly Father. Ask him. Seek first his kingdom. This whole sermon's about doing what he wants to do, not just what we want to do. Because do you know what? What he wants to do is best for us. I didn't say it as easiest. I didn't say it as most comfortable. I didn't say it's going to be the wide way. We'll hear about that. It's the narrow way. It's the path that Jesus took. That's the choice. Seek. And then knock. Well, often people kind of say, well, I asked. I'm not going to try again. I asked God for this. I said this. Well, the answer might actually be no. But actually, the Bible passage tells us, if we ask, you'll receive. You seek, you will find. Knock, and the door will be open to you. It just might not be exactly when you want it to be. It might not look exactly how you want it to look. Ask, seek, and knock. And the passage goes on and gives us God's top tip. If you want to summarize the whole of the Old Testament, all of that Genesis to Malachi, in a sentence, it quite simply summarizes it for us.
The summary of the law and the prophets is, do unto others as others would have you do to you. If you want to summarize it, look at Jesus. What did he do? He sacrificed his life for others. We need to follow his footsteps, loving others as we would love to be loved. That's what God the Father does. He loves us as children, as we want to be loved. We need to respond in the same way. So, let's remember, Mark's mini market. It's silly for you to get a stone if you ask for a bread. So start asking God, even if you ask for the wrong thing. Like a Heavenly Father, he won't give you what is bad for you. He'll give you what is good. Well, boys and girls, this Saturday is the carnival. We're going to be dressed up as spies in your best costumes. Please don't make them so good that you look normal. Make sure that you look extraordinary spy-like and extraordinary unnormal. That's the plan. Put on your dark glasses, put on your long coats, put on your trench caps, whatever you want to look like. Look like James Bond, look like Mission Impossible, look like Johnny English. Come and join us as we march around this town. We'll have some fun as we do it, handing out sweets, telling people how much we love Jesus and enjoying the carnival atmosphere. That's 5:30 on Saturday evening. Go and get your costumes ready. The carnival float will be out there on the green for you. But all of us, when was the last time you really did ask? When you really did seek? When you really did knock on God's door? Hasn't it been a long time? For some of us. And for some of us, we say, well, we did that. This is for the disciples, not just a once-off decision. It is ask and keep asking, seek and keep seeking, knock and keep knocking. Because that's a healthy father-son relationship, mother-daughter relationship. That's the relationship we should have with our Father. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are like a father to us. Thank you that you're the perfect Father and not an evil Father. Thank you that you are longing to hear us as we speak with you, asking, seeking, knocking, and how you delight in answering our prayers. Help us to be a praying people. Amen.